How are you doing, everybody? This is AJ Torres of Calling Strikes, courtesy of the Worst Take Network, and I have a sore subject matter today. This completely is awful. This is not acceptable by any means, and unfortunately, it's yet another Angels employee. I'm not sure if Artie has to ask better questions, but here's what we have. Mickey Callaway, as you know him as the former Mets manager, a Foreman pitching coach for the Indians during that World Series run, and now pitching coach for the Angels, is being aggressively pursued by at least five women who work in sports for inappropriate acts, including photographs, sexual harassment, and these women have all been, you know, anonymous, or rather, they are not having their identities revealed. So these women have come forward to The Athletic, which have made it very safe for players and reporters. And it's a span of instances that have gone for three teams. And for one of the women that's pursuing these charges because they can't take it anymore. And mind you, MLB has made it very safe for these women. It's just hard to come forward because of the pressure. But even they have a place where family members, if anything has happened there, there's people to go to. Thank goodness. But this is probably one of the worst kept secrets in sports. This is really up there. The fact that you have multiple women pursuing you, multiple base instances, this is awful, and this is a zero tolerance. Now, mind you, right? It sounds like this is going on some of the things similar to what Jared Porter was doing. And I think this is expanding further because if you look at it, right? Listen, I know that the Met ownership has changed, but you want to know who has been there for Mickey Callaway? And for Jared Porter, Sandy Alderson. This is awful. This needs to be tracked down, and this is zero tolerance. Let's see. The Angels, when asked to respond to the allegations, they said the behavior being reported violates the Angels organization's values and policies. We will take this seriously and will conduct a full investigation with MLB. And the Indians did not respond prior to the publication of this story. So the Indians are going to say this is before our time. And as far as to my knowledge, I only remember him being with three teams, the Indians, the Mets, and now the Angels. So the fact that the Indians are going to go by this, I mean, you're not going to say anything? I know that the Indians are a bad organization. They're not run well. But this is awful. Let's see. One of the women involved are identifying themselves as Samantha, not her real name. But this is back in 2018. She's a reporter based in New York. She received a surprise Facebook request from Mickey Callaway, convinced it was not actually him, left it pending. You know, if you think that's a phony or a fake, or, you know, you have like those things that happen security-wise, you know, it happens on Facebook, whatever. A few days later, Callaway sees her in the clubhouse and wanted to know if she was quote-unquote big-timing him by not responding to the request. She said she felt the pressure to friend Callaway on Facebook. Later asked, she gave him her phone number, a request she thought was odd, but thought was just a reporter's job. But she's just like, you know what? Okay. Two or three times a week for a month, he would send her shirtless selfies. Now listen, I don't know if Mickey Callaway's a looker or whatever, but then would respond with, now you send me one. She never did, and never, well, basically these advances didn't stop, I guess. But that's wrong. It's harassment. He would come up to me and massage my shoulders in the dugout when he thought no one was looking. That's suspicious. For a month, he would text me asking me for nude pics. I started talking to people who were in the media, and they said this isn't an associated thing or an isolated thing. This is all wrong. There's leaked text messages here. Let's see. Our sleep doctor in Cleveland said you should always sleep naked. Healthier for your skin and rest much better. Have to let the perfect skin breathe. Okay, time for me to get in my big comfy bed and relax. Smiley face. Just have to figure out what method of relaxation will help me sleep. Ha ha. That's awful. At the bar. How many shots are you taking? I was just trying to be nice. He was the manager. From everything I'm reading here, there's multiple stories here, and these hold water. I can't go through all this. I'm going to need a sick bucket. Listen, I've ripped Mickey Calloway long before I was podcasting. And also, if you haven't noticed, when this guy was in the media after a loss, this guy did not speak well. He did not. He spoke piss poor to the media. And you want to know what, Mickey Calloway? Obviously, this is lewd, crass, and immoral. This is absolutely immoral. You are scummy. You are a bad man. You are disgusting. You are despicable. What you've done, apparently you didn't learn once. And, you know, sometimes, you know, when a woman says no, the answer is no. You have no right. You have no right. This is appalling. I'm mortified. Listen, I get angry and I curse in a microphone, but guess what? At least I have facts. And at least I bring clarity. You just approach the mic into somebody or any way of communication is just bullshit. You're a fraud. Shame on you. And just like Jared Porter, you should never work in baseball again. And as far as everything else is concerned, right? Sandy, I'm sorry. Met fans love you. I had very much concerns about you. I wished you well. Your resume says you're a great man. But unfortunately, good sir, I think you need to be dragged in for questioning as well. In my opinion, it's only fair. This is sad. And this is a continuing story, but we will keep everybody in the loop. This is AJ Torres of Calling Strikes, courtesy of the Worst Take Network. And please, hug your mother, hug somebody you love, tell them you love them, and tell them to be safe. Because as much and much goes on, there is too many bad men out there, especially in baseball. This sucks. The very game I love has these people attached to it, and it's not right. Please have a good night.